Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, prices just continue to grind lower.
Well, for most of the state, prices are below $4, and in the majority of the state, they're probably around $3.85 to $3.90. If you look at the harvest price, that July KC contract is running around $4.70. The basis across Oklahoma is going from about a minus 74 down to a minus 60, 64, somewhere in that area. So using a minus 70, that gives us a $4 forward contract price for harvest delivered wheat.
When we look at the price and then we factor in the cost of production, what can producers really do?
What producers can manage is production and quality. You look at $4 wheat, say a 30 bushel average. If a producer can increase production by 10%, say 3 bushels, that's equivalent to a 40 cent increase in price. Also, if you look at quality, now you cannot increase your price managing quality, but you can manage discounts, and discounts can get pretty heavy.
In terms of quality, what factors are actually discounted once we're at the elevator?
Well, the most important factor is, of course, test weight, and then you can look at dockage and foreign material. I think those are the most important things in Oklahoma. There's also moisture. It's also shrunken and broken. There's other factors, but those aren't normally a problem.
Let's break it down a little bit farther, starting with test weight.
Well, if you look at the test weight discounts, number one wheat, 60 pounds or better, no discount. You get a half a cent discount for 59 pound test. 58 pounds below that, you're at a number three, but at 58.9, you get 1 cent. At 57.9, you get 2 cents. At 56.9, you get 6 cent discount. You get down to number four wheat with 55.9 pounds, 10 cents. Get down below 54, and then you're at 21 cents, and it just continues to get bigger. I think even as we get into harvest, if we have a test weight problem, I think these discounts will increase.
How about dockage?
Dockage, we're always facing a dockage problem with cheat and other non-wheat products. And what dockage is non-wheat that in the load that can be easily removed with screens or aspiration. Dockage normally starts above 1% at a nickel, above 1.37 cents, 1.6%, 9 cents, 2.1, 12 cents, 2.5% dockage, you got 14 cents, and it continues to increase dramatically. And the discount as a percentage-wise increases more as you have more dockage in it.
And then foreign material?
Foreign material is a big problem in Oklahoma. Rye, oats, non-wheat substances that are not easily removed with screens. They weigh about the same size as wheat. You look at a half a percent, you're looking at 2 cents. 0.8%, 6 cents. 1.1%, 12 cents. 1.4%, 18 cents. Going on down, 3.1%, 50 cents. And like I say, more foreign material, the worse that discount gets. And if you get above 10%, then you don't have wheat. You got about a $3 discount.
And this year, every penny is going to count.
This year, every penny counts.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.